This is a download from LBC 97.3. You can hear the whole show uninterrupted from just £2 a month, along with an archive and a load of stuff you won't hear on the radio. Any competition heard in this podcast is not active and not available to enter.
Unless you're a specifically trained clinician, until recent times the expression bariatric surgery was probably unknown to you. There will be many of you listening now who've never heard it either. More colloquially or typically, I suppose it's known as a gastric band, but bariatric surgery comes in many other ways, shapes and forms. It isn't just the fitting of a gastric band, which of course has been made famous by a daytime television presenter and the results that she achieved. But would you ever consider it for a child, for a teenager? There's discussion going on in The Lancet, which of course is the medical journal, the medical journal's Bible, I suppose, is the best way to put it, about just who should, or as regards children, who should or should not have these sort of operations. And it looks a little bit on the case of a girl called Katie Hill. Now, Katie is considerably older now. I think she's in her late teens. But at the age of 14, she had obesity surgery, and her weight dropped. Get this. Listen to these figures. I can't do these in kilos, and I'm old, so it doesn't matter. 17 stone 12 down to 9 stone 7. That's getting on for an 8.5 stone weight loss. It's almost half her body weight. Now, doctors in Britain did not do it because they decided at 14 Katie Hill was too young. She went to Belgium, where obviously they did. Subsequently, I'm pleased to report, the operation was a success. Katie's had that phenomenal weight loss. She says it's made all the difference to her physical and mental well-being. She believes it should be an option for other children. But experts writing in The Lancet, as I said, say that obese children should only have weight loss surgery in the most extreme cases. Now, you'll know from previous conversations that Britain is motoring steadily to providing the fattest young boys and girls in the whole of Europe. We're probably knocking on the door of the US, I would imagine. Nearly 17% of boys and 15% of girls under the age of 16 are deemed clinically obese. But doctors report in 90% of cases that's down to lifestyle, not to genes nor hormonal issues. And weight loss surgery should only be offered in the most extreme cases. Here to discuss more and give us some details before I ask you whether you would ever condone it for a 14-year-old girl is Ahmed Ahmed, who's head of bariatric surgery at the Imperial College NHS Trust. What guidelines show you what you can and cannot do, Mr. Ahmed?
Dick, well, good morning. The guidelines are published by the Department of Health, NICE, which is the National Institute for Clinical Excellence. And those are the guidelines that we use to decide whether an adult or even a child should be eligible for bariatric surgery.
And bariatric surgery, people typically think it is being the gastric band, but it has other facets or other operations, does it not?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Bariatric surgery is an entire speciality in its own nature, and there are at least 5 or 6 different operations that we perform. Gastric banding is just one of them, and in fact, probably one of the less common ones that we do.
Now, we'll talk a little bit more about youngsters in just a second. Bariatric surgery, the whole gamut, for people of older people, for adults, is it becoming markedly more popular?
Oh, certainly, Nick. It is one of the most popular operations that we perform in this country now. Just to give you an example, there's been about a 200% increase in the last 6 months in the incidence of these operations. And there's a huge need for it as well. If you look at the recent government statistics, we would probably imagine there to be around about 1 million people who meet the NICE criteria for weight loss surgery. But in fact, in the last year or so, we probably only did about 8,000 operations. So there's a huge difference in the amount of operations that need to be performed.
Now, there's a compelling financial narrative to do this, isn't there? That the costs associated with people who are clinically, if not morbidly obese, they have costs for the NHS, which can actually be far more beneficial financially to give them this op.
Precisely, yes. Obesity leads to many, many health-related problems, and the cost of treating those problems, for example, diabetes itself, can be paid off just by doing the operation, which has a huge impact on actually improving health. And so in many ways, most bariatric surgeons, like myself, believe that it's not so much weight loss which should be the measure of successful surgery, but actually the improvement in health, and that's really what we care about.
Typically, an op costs what, Mr. Ahmed, 5,000, 6,000?
In the NHS, an operation cost would be around about £10,000.
£10,000, my word. Okay. And is there a percentage that is done on the NHS, you know, 50% or more, or is it not possible to quantify it like that?
Sorry, Nick, do you mean how many operations...
Yeah, of every 100 ops in the UK, how many would be NHS-funded broadly?
Oh, yes. I would say probably right about 75%. I mean, these operations are freely available on the NHS, and there are nice guidelines for GPs to refer patients to specialist units like ours.
Now, Mr. Ahmed, is it possible to tell me how much weight you'll typically lose, or is that like asking the length of a gastric band or a piece of string?
No, it's very easy to answer. It depends which operation you choose. Anything between 20 and 35% of your overall body weight will come down sort of 6 months to a year after the operation.
And is there a typical patient? Is it, for instance, a woman who perhaps has had a couple of children and maybe the weight didn't go away and she wants to do, and she's perhaps eaten a little bit too much of the wrong food, or is there no such thing as a typical bariatric patient?
No, there is a typical type of patient. Classically, as you said, it's ladies, because they often are more aware of their health problems. So 80% of patients who come to bariatric clinics are actually women, and they're usually between 30 and 40 years old. And they usually have, you know, some degree of health problem from their obesity.
Morbidity risk. What is the danger in operations?
Well, these operations are inherently very safe, and there's a real public misconception that these are dangerous, life-threatening operations. In fact, if you compare, you know, the risks of operations, they're actually as safe as having common operations, which you wouldn't think twice about having in a hospital, for example, like a hip replacement, or even gallstone surgery. The risk of death or complication from that is fairly equivalent to the risk of one of the more complex bariatric operations, like a gastric bypass. They're equivalent risk. So inherently, these are very, very safe operations.
And now to why we're really discussing this, and I think you're either quoted in Lancet or you've given an interview to Sky News on this. This particular case, or this particular view, that obese children should only have weight loss surgery in the most extreme circumstances. You subscribe to that view, Mr. Ahmed, and if so, why?
Yes, Nick, I do. I think surgical intervention for obesity should not generally be recommended in children or young people. And I really do feel that it should be considered only in exceptional circumstances, and especially when the kids have achieved physiological maturity. And the reason for that, Nick, is that these operations, it's not that they're more difficult or they're more, they lead to more problems in children. It's really because the children themselves are going through so many changes during their teenage years. For them then to receive an operation which forces them to be extremely disciplined in the way they eat, that's the problem, because I think the outcomes in children are probably not going to be as good as the ones we see in adults.
But sorry to talk over you, we've only got a minute or so left, but Mr. Ahmed, there'll be emotional issues here. This kiddie, she's 14, she weighs nearly 18 stone. So she's the weight of an England rugby player. She's 14 and she's at school. She will be, I would imagine, have been going through emotional hell. Isn't there an argument in that case?
I mean, you make a point, but the problem here is that, you know, we do not actually know, you know, how much help she's had in terms of, you know, using lifestyle changes. For example, has she received proper healthy eating, hospital-based dietary advice? Has she had, has she engaged in proper exercise regimes? Just going straight to surgery is definitely, not the right answer, especially with these operations. They're just tools to help you achieve weight loss, and it's very easy to have a bariatric operation and not to get, good weight loss and health improvement. It's very easy to sabotage the operations because they do rely a lot on your own discipline.
Great speaking with you. Thank you for your time. That's Ahmed Ahmed, who's head of bariatric surgery at the Imperial College NHS Trust. And now, of course, as always, over to you. Have you had it? Maybe your wife, girlfriend, partner, daughter, mistress, maybe your husband, boyfriend, dad, whoever it might be, has had the surgery. Maybe you've had it. Does it actually work? And here's the key issue. A girl of 14, just to give you that weight again, 17 stone 12. It's 18 stone. It's 2 pounds off 18 stone. That is an England rugby player. Forward. That's one of the big lads. She's a 14-year-old girl. She'd have gone through hell. But should she have gone under the knife? That's after this.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from LBC 97.3. From just £2 a month, you can hear the whole show uninterrupted, as well as an archive of LBC programmes and stuff you just won't hear on the radio.
For details, log on to lbc.co.uk.